What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's quick video is titled Bitchy Feminist Refused to Have Me Get on the Plane to Cartagena. So as you guys can tell, I'm out here in Cartagena with my girl, Genesis. And I just arrived like an hour ago, guys. I told you guys the plane ride from Lauderdale to here is exactly 2.5 hours. Actually, it's 2 hours and 35 minutes on the dot, runway to runway. And she's playing on her laptop. I don't know if people have seen any of this shit. Girl is playing on her laptop. So when I was boarding at Fort Lauderdale Airport, because I bought a one-way ticket, I didn't buy a return ticket, because as you guys know, I'm out here working on a restaurant. So I'm gonna spend 3 days here in Cartagena with my girl. Then after that, I'm gonna take off to Medellin, work on the restaurant over there. So I don't know when I'm gonna be back to America. Maybe a couple of weeks, maybe 2 months, I don't know. Damn, this bitch is heavy. She ain't fat, but baby, a key. She ain't fat, but she's thick. She got junk in all the right places, unlike Coach Pitch Pills, mom. But anyways, going back to what I was telling you guys is that since I didn't buy a ticket, I have to see a gate agent to get on the plane. Now, this is before I get to the gate. So you know how you get into the airport and then you check in your luggage? Now, I travel with a backpack, so I don't check in anything. But I had to check in with a agent at the front counter because I didn't buy a return ticket. I actually did buy a return ticket an hour before the plane took off. And just to let you guys know, with Spirit Airlines, if you buy a ticket, you can get a full refund within 24 hours. So what a lot of people do when they go to places like Colombia and they don't know how long they're gonna be here for, what they end up doing is that they buy a ticket out of Colombia, and then when they land in Colombia, they cancel the ticket. So I bought my ticket right before the plane took off, and I canceled the ticket first thing I did when I came into this mall. I ended up canceling the ticket and I got a full refund. It was like $200 round trip from here back to Lauderdale. It was a round trip ticket from here to Lauderdale and back for $200 on the dot, which actually is a good deal, by the way. But again, I don't know when I'm gonna be back here again or when am I gonna leave. So it's really better for me to cancel the ticket and have that $200 to work with at the restaurant. So like I said, because I didn't book a return ticket when I bought the original ticket a couple of weeks ago, I had to check in at the front counter. And when I did, I gave the lady my passport. Now, as you guys know, I had this passport going on to 8 years now, and I travel a lot with my passport. So the passport is kind of beat up, I'm not gonna lie. So when the lady took my passport, she's like, I can't scan this passport. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't scan this passport? She's like, I can't scan this passport and you can't get on the flight. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, the passport, it doesn't want to scan. I can't scan it. You can't board the flight. And she gave me back my passport. So what I did is I just went through security. I did everything as normally as I would. I went to the gate agents. They saw my passport. They put in a couple of keystrokes and boom, shaka laka laka, I was able to board the plane. Okay, now the point here, guys, that I'm trying to get to you is that you're always gonna encounter bitchy feminists who, for no reason at all, they're gonna try to make your life a living hell. Don't fight with them, don't argue with them, just go around them. And again, guys, this is proof that women are not allowed to be in any position of authority. Because if the bitch was bitchy just that hour or just that 5 minutes alone, she'll ruin your life. Like, for example, if I didn't know better and I listened to this woman and I'm like, okay, I can't fly, well, guess what? Out of my Airbnb would have been totally lost. I paid my Airbnb in advance. I'm supposed to be working at the restaurant on the 15th of this month. Out of lost hundreds of dollars, out of lost probably thousands of dollars, I would have lost the contract on the restaurant at Mixi Mall if I didn't board the plane. Like, if I'm not here, like, right now, it would have been a financial catastrophe for me. And all that because some old bitchy woman just happened to have a bad moment at that time that had nothing to do with me. I just went up to her and I'm like, hey, it says I gotta see a ticket counter. And she's like, give me your passport. I gave her my passport. She looked at it. You know, she went somewhere and came back and said, yeah, I can't scan your passport, so you can't fly today. And I'm like, what the... You know, I didn't even argue with her. I said, well, give me the passport back. Thank you. And I took off. And 3 hours later, here I am with my girl. Baby, show them where we are, baby. Look at that, guys. Hello. Look at that. Jesus, she knows. Yeah, Genesis. My friend. Genesis is her name. Yeah, she's not my wife on paper, but she's like my wife on, like, you know, girlfriend
you,
experience. She loves Florida.
I love you,
see,
Florida.
That's Cartagena. I'm in Plaza Caribbean right now, guys. Look at how beautiful this is. The weather sucks. Like, it's worse than Florida, believe it or not. But hey, it's kind of paradise in a way, especially when you get a girl like her over here. All right, guys, I'll talk to you later, okay? Peace.